I love podcasting.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast that discusses all things gaming. Coming to you from the home of Indie PopCon, Gen Con, and the gaming capital of the world, we are the Established Facts.
If it has the word lechery in it, it's right up my alley.
I promise you it's not.
I just...
You were just waiting for me to hit record, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he was.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Established Facts. I promise you that lechery will not be the discussion on this episode. This is episode 143 of The Established Facts. We are going to be continuing our series on background roll-ups and session zero importance. We're going to be using the player template from
the group template.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's right in front of you.
I don't read. I don't read.
Oh, we did just say that, didn't we?
Yeah, I did. I literally just said that before you hit record, is I don't read books. I watch the cinematic versions of them. So, anyway, we're going to be going over the group template famously used by, and I say famously, but famously.
Or infamously, depending on who you ask.
Infamously used by our friends at Fear the Boot. If you have any questions or if you want to check it out, we will definitely have links in our show notes so that you can do that. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and go around the table. We'll start to my right and introduce everybody.
This is Josh.
Lance.
I'm Avital.
And we also have two guests with us from Roleplay Roulette. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, guys, and tell us why we should know who you are.
All right. Hey, I am the fabulous Mr. Fox from Seven Realms Productions. We do, like as you said, we do the show Roleplay Roulette, where we review role-playing games on YouTube, sometimes with funny little skits, sometimes without, because that got to be too resource-intensive. But we love RPGs, we love game theory, and we like talking about whether or not we like the individual game itself.
All right.
And I am Jay, also from Roleplay Roulette, and... Yeah, I've been playing RPGs since I was 11 years old, so I like to think I know at least a little bit about them.
Okay.
And I like to voice my opinions on other people.
Very cool. And I, of course, am your host, Big Don. So a question for you guys, Fox and Jay, before we get into our discussion. First of all, go ahead and answer individually. We'll start with Fox, and then we'll go to Jay. What is your favorite role-playing system, and what got you into playing role-playing games?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I wanted to tell you how I got into role-playing games. It's a story that amuses me, and I am arrogant enough to think that it amuses other
Go
people.
Go for it. We love
otherwise,
gamer
otherwise, I
stories.
Wouldn't be on YouTube, I suppose.
Right, exactly.
So when I was a wee tiny little babby, I was very enamored of board games. I designed my first board game in first grade. And around the age of 13, I got really into Final Fantasy VI. So I started to get into this absolutely brilliant idea of how I was going to come up with this new board game system, just elevate this the board game into this new thing with the philosophical idea that was presented in Final Fantasy, and I ended up working on a role-playing game, which I thought was this new bleeding-edge idea, and then one of my friends was like, oh yeah, like Dungeons & Dragons. So one of my friends wants to run Werewolf the Apocalypse, you want to join? And this, by now I'm like 15.
Right.
And I've been working on this game for 2 years, and I go and I read it, and I'm like, oh, this is exactly what I wanted to do. And then I discovered I was 40 years late to the party, and
oh,
I was very sad.
There you go.
Gosh, my favorite... game system, gosh, I don't even know if I can name one. I'll just tell you what my favorite one to do right now is, Cardinal Engine by Sanguine Productions.
Okay.
Which you'd find in Iron Claw, Urban Jungle, and Mirrored Song.
Okay. Very cool. I have not heard of that one, but that definitely sounds pretty sweet.
It's a really fast, smooth system with enough crunch to make just about everybody happy one way or the other.
Very cool.
If you want to know more about it, you can watch our review of it on our channel.
There you go. And Jay?
Link to that in the description, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There you go, Josh.
I would appreciate that. No, as for, let's see, how I started playing RPGs, I had a friend, my best buddy from second grade, and I have sadly lost contact with him. Richard, buddy, if you're out there, thanks so much. But
Richard, if you're out there and you're listening to this, we love you.
If you're out there on... if Richard is out there in Radio Land.
Yeah, that's but right. he taught me to play, and I actually started with Palladium's Robotech RPG. That was the first RPG I ever played.
Robotech.
Which is jumping into a Palladium game first thing. I'm surprised my head didn't explode, but because it was 11. But the as for my favorite system, I'm trying to think. My favorite, because we review so many systems. I read so many games, and they don't blur together, but I've got so many of them in my head that accessing any one of them is difficult. I'm super enamored of Fate, like the various incarnations of the Fate engine. I think that's kind of awesome.
Or Faith Core?
Faith Core, is it... Yeah, I mean, I guess we could transfer our shameless plugging of Dead Gentlemen to here.
Yeah,
Dead Gentlemen Productions. They put out a
our an friends RPG. Don, Cam, and Jimmy from Dead Gentlemen Productions.
Yeah. Put out an RPG based on their Demon Hunters, their college movie that they did.
And that's very cool.
It's beautiful.
It is amazing.
It's a beautiful system.
I have it up there somewhere.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh.
What he means by up there is he has a shelf full of game books.
Yes.
And it's on that shelf.
It's true. Me and Audioland at my point. Here.
Yeah. Pathfinder, lots of Pathfinder.
I did because I backed the Demon Hunters Kickstarter because I'm a big fan of Dead Gentlemen.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay.
Me too, but completely different.
Okay, so not an unwelcome ad.
No. There are not very many unwelcome ones on this podcast.
But I like their variation of Fate quite a bit. It's occurred to me to use it for anything and everything, but, you know, you got to tailor it.
Fate's a good system. We've played Fate at a couple of conventions. I think conventions for Fate is, like, beautiful.
Well, yeah, because there's no charts to reference.
Right, it's just so good. Especially Fate Accelerated. If you've played Fate Accelerated. I really enjoy kind of that... I like improv anyway, and so kind of having that shotgun character set up in Fate is just, you know, it's a really good time, in my opinion, so...
Well, I mean, if that's if you like those at conventions, we actually run, at least for last year and this year, we run the Demon Hunters in official capacity for the Dead Gentlemen at Gen Con.
Okay.
If that could be something anybody wants to sign up for.
Yeah. Well, I'll definitely be looking for you then. That's cool. And that's awesome.
And it doesn't have to go for more than, you know, two sessions. So I can absolutely get that.
They'll actually do
it. There you go.
So I'm the game master whose games die quite a bit. So.
Yeah. I understand that. I have had a couple of those myself, unfortunately, but... Yeah. All right, so we're going to get into the group template. Now, some of you may be wondering what the group template is. I'm going to give you kind of a short synopsis, and I'll read the instructions, and you can follow along with us if you print
off. Box text.
That's right. This is my favorite thing as a GM, box text. All right, so the group template... is a questionnaire that the party is basically filling out the answers to these questions. And you don't necessarily have to write them down. It's more of when you're in the party, you're trying to discuss them, to figure out your motivations, to figure out what capacity as a group you want to work in with the GM, if those things have been defined. And essentially, it is... an opportunity for you to do a session zero party creation without going through the long process of building all of your characters and then trying to play, well, why would my guy be in this bar at this time when I'm a cleric and I should be over here in my temple? And it's like, okay, we got to work with each other here. So the group template kind of allows for that creative meshing of people in a party. Now, there are 10 questions on the... it looks like there are two pages. There are There's a question error for designing a group template, and then there's the actual group template. So I'm going to go over the very quick group template questions. There are only three of them, but essentially we're going to use the questionnaire to figure out what the answer to these three questions are on the template. So the first question is, in just a few words, what is this group supposed to be? Then you have shared history. What common experiences has the party been through? And then thirdly, you have current situation. What's the current status of the group and its members? Where are they? What are they doing? What sorts of things are they interested in right now?
So, since our next one is going to be kind of a dice rolling backup mm-hmm. that looks like it's a little more geared towards fantasy, and since our first one was kind of more current time with a little science fiction, I think it might be a good idea to do something like space opera.
Sure. We can totally do that.
Something along those lines. Because it's somewhere...
like my first RPG.
He's speaking his language now.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
I'm just trying to find... Does anybody else have another suggestion? I'm trying to find a place for us to kind of start. Like,
Dark Sun.
Dark Sun, huh?
What?
So that's a... another high fantasy one, is it not?
There's no magic in Dark
Sun. No magic in Dark Sun.
Well, there's psionics.
No, there are actual spellcasters in Dark Sun. The clerics, wizards, all that sort of thing.
Right, so it's space opera.
There's a spin on it.
I don't know what Dark Sun Dark is. Sun. Don't look at me that way.
I don't know what Dark Sun is.
It's a setting for second edition D&D.
Yeah. Ah!
Which they brought back in fourth edition.
Which they did, yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. It's too bad fourth edition stunk.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they did a great job on it. It's just the problem is if you want to play it, you have to play 4th edition.
It's the most, I've said before, it's the most elegant game you'll ever play that isn't any fun.
Okay.
It's very elegantly designed.
See, there you go.
Bogged down in play.
I like to refer to it as the board game edition because the one great thing that came out of 4th edition are the board games. Like,
yeah, because that's exactly the mechanics
games,
that they
use. They're great.
Yeah.
Some of the video
games.
It's the video game
well.
Board game.
Right.
Sure.
It is the longest game of World of Warcraft played sans computer. That you'll ever not quite enjoy.
Yeah. I will say this.
Please don't sue us.
To give credit where credit is due, that system works phenomenally in Star Wars Saga because that's where it was designed originally. That system works for Saga because of the theme of Star Wars and very, you're always, like strategizing with people and using those mechanics of...
abilities.
And you need, for the wide world or wide universe that is Star Wars, you kind of need that, like, railroading tree of abilities and things like that to kind of keep everything...
Well, that's exactly where I expected this to go. So, space opera.
Railroading tree.
Choo-choo.
We're all meeting up at the railroading tree. I don't know.
Meet me at the railroading
that's
tree.
That's right.
Please visit us at www.theestablishedfacts.com and our Facebook page, facebook.com/theestablishedfacts. If you'd like to support us by buying some merchandise, visit cafepress.com/castingrobot.